Hello children, today we will learn a poem in English literature for class 8. The poem, The Solitary Reaper, was written by the famous English poet William Wordsworth. Let us learn something about the poet. William Wordsworth is widely regarded as the greatest romantic poet and is one of the most popular English poets of all times. He wrote poetries based on themes chosen from nature and the life of the simple rustic people around him. He usually wrote about incidents and situations from common man's life. He also used a wide range of imaginations to add color to the contents and presented the ordinary things in an unusual romantic manner. The poem is a lyrical ballad. The major theme of the poem is the power of imagination and its connection with emotions and intuition. The first stanza sets the scene. The second stanza offers two birds' comparisons with the music. The third stanza of the poem wonders about the content of the reaper's song, and the fourth describes the effect of the song on the speaker. The poem was inspired by Wordsworth and his sister Dorothy's stay at a village in Scotland. Now coming to the poetry. The poem begins with an apostrophe where the speaker addresses the readers directly, asking them to stand and watch the lonely Scottish Highland girl who cuts and binds the grain with a sickle in her hand without disturbing her. The Scottish Highlands are a mountainous and a historic region of Scotland. The poet is mesmerized as he listens to the reaper's song as she works in the field. In the second stanza, the poet compares a song with that of a nightingale. The melodious note of a nightingale, according to him, is not as effective as the girl's song, which sounds sweeter and more welcoming to a tired group of travelers in some shady shelter in the middle of the Arabian desert. The comparison shifts to the cuckoo bird, a well-known songbird. The cuckoo's song in spring breaks the silence of the seas in the far-off Hebrides Islands, situated off the northwest coast of Scotland. There is a rhetoric question with which the third stanza begins. The poet does not comprehend the meaning of the song or its subject matter. He rather feels that the song might be of old unhappy days which have happened long time ago, or of some battle that was fought long, long ago. It could also be of a simple day-to-day matter. Whatever it might be, the reason, the poet guesses it to be a mournful song from its tune. Wordsworth speculates other possibilities of the melancholic tune, which might be of some painful loss or of some minor sorrowful happenings. In the last stanza, the poet speaks about the everlasting impact it made on him. The song had influenced him so much that he felt it had no ending, as it echoed in the beautiful serene ambience of the Scottish Highlands. The everlasting impression that the song created made the poet feel the song echoing in his ears long after, when it could not be heard anymore.